Thursday. Today is December the 26th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time this morning and visit with Leah Curtis, Associate General Counsel with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, talking about CAUV reform as well as eminent domain, the TMDL lawsuits going on, and the Corporate Transparency Act. We'll have all that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined today by Leah Curtis. She's the Associate General Counsel with Ohio Farm Bureau. Leah, not breaking news, but relatively recent news, big news, the Corporate Transparency Act, everybody that was concerned having to rush to get filed for that by the end of the calendar year, that's on hold.
Yeah, so a judge in Texas through a lawsuit filed an injunction that keeps the Corporate Transparency Act from essentially being enforced, having any of its deadlines or any of its regulations enforced while that injunction is in place. Now, the government has appealed that, so, you know, it will be going through the rest of the litigation there, and of course, we will update as any changes may happen. But as for now, that January deadline is on hold. It will not be enforced. And if, you know, if someone has not filed yet, certainly they should talk with their own legal advisors to determine how they want to move forward. But that deadline will not be enforced in January.
Any concerns for folks that have filed already? Anything they need to do or be aware of at this point?
So at this point, nothing for those who have already filed to do. You know, if the injunction would end up being lifted, you're already covered. And the court did not make any direction at this time as to that information that's already been reported. I imagine if, as the litigation progresses, if they would ultimately determine that the CTA is unconstitutional, the judge will likely make some sort of directive as to any information that's already been collected at that point.
Very good. Well, definitely something folks want to pay attention to, and maybe for some folks they can at least put a check mark beside or a pause beside that they don't need to worry before the end of the year. Well, other things going on, obviously being in the state, we talk about quite frequently CAUV reform, current ag use valuation. Where do we stand right now in the state of Ohio with that?
So as many people have seen, their CAV values have increased significantly, and unfortunately we have seen that in the most recent reappraisals. What we have been doing at the legislature is trying to make sure that people at the legislature are aware of this issue, particularly the volatility that happens in the CAV formula. You know, the data that comes into the formula is accurate. It comes directly from the National Ag Statistics Service, but that formula is creating a lot of volatility. So we have brought that up. We've brought up those concerns to the legislature. We were invited to testify to the Property Tax Review and Reform Committee, and we're kind of awaiting their report at this point. They intend to make a number of recommendations as to property taxes in general. They may also have some specific ones for CAV, and so we'll be moving forward with that once we see that report.
Very good. Well, obviously one that's very important to all of Ohio and rural agriculture, and one that it's nice to know our legislators seem to get it and understand why it's so important. Well, another topic that I guess obviously is important when it affects you, but even if it doesn't affect you, one that we should keep in front of us, eminent domain and reforms in that. What can you tell me about that?
So we've been working to try to get some reforms to eminent domain, but also working through the courtroom as well to make sure that our eminent domain laws that we have are being enforced and carried out appropriately. You know, eminent domain is a real big impact on somebody's operation. And it's not just that you're losing land. It's that you're losing land that maybe has been a part of your family for generations. So we want to make sure that when that land is taken, it's taken for a true public purpose, that people are adequately compensated, and that we're not taking more land than we need for that public purpose. So we'll be continuing to work on making some tweaks and changes to the eminent domain law. But again, as I said, there's also a lot of lawsuits that happen about eminent domain. And so we've worked through several of those and had some important clarifications in the law. Things like making sure that when you have an easement being taken, the terms of that easement are being reviewed by a court to make sure they are necessary. That's a big one when we see so much eminent domain coming from easements for certain types of utilities or pipelines.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joan. We're going to continue our discussion now with Ohio Farm Bureau's Leah Curtis. TMDL, total maximum daily load. We're talking water quality issues. We're talking Lake Erie and a lawsuit that's going on. What's the current update there?
So at this time, there has been a lawsuit. If anyone's not aware, there's a lawsuit filed over a TMDL that was created for the Maumee River watershed to address Lake Erie. And a group of people, including Lucas County, have filed to say that TMDL is inadequate. Ohio Farm Bureau, along with about 10 other agricultural organizations, including American Farm Bureau and the National Pork Producers, as well as our other Ohio commodity groups, did file an intervention into that lawsuit so that we can make sure that we are also there at the table telling the story of what agriculture is doing and making sure that the laws are going to be carried out appropriately with that TMDL. That TMDL was created by scientists right here at Ohio EPA, and it does speak a lot to all of the good work that farmers are doing, and we want to make sure that the court is also hearing that. So as always, court litigation moves kind of slow, so nothing big to update on that at this point, but of course we will be updating as anything major changes in that litigation.
May seem counterintuitive to folks at times to actually insert yourself into a lawsuit that you're not already tied up in, but in this case, obviously, to have a seat at the table is important. Now, a quick review, this is actually with the federal EPA, right? And in a sense, the Ohio EPA is sort of in the middle of all this as well.
Yeah, so the lawsuit was actually filed against the U.S. EPA and their action of approving the TMDL, which was written by Ohio EPA. So Ohio EPA has also motioned to intervene along with a few other groups. So, you know, we will be waiting to see what the court does in relation to all those motions and then how things move forward here in the next couple months.
Could be some significant impacts depending on how all that plays out. Well, again, my guest today is Leah Curtis. She is Associate General Counsel for Ohio Farm Bureau. Leah, thanks so much for all the updates and all that you do.
Yep, thank you.
In other headlines, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Ag Statistics Service is going to conduct the 2024 Census of Horticulture Specialties this winter to provide a comprehensive picture of the U.S. horticulture industry. Now, the codes will be mailed sometime here in December to more than 40,000 horticulture producers asked to respond online. It's collected just once every 5 years. Now, the 2024 Census of Horticulture Specialties results will then expand the 2022 Census of Agriculture data with information on horticultural crop production, the value of products, square footage used for growing crops, production expenses, and more. And growers are asked to use their unique survey codes to complete the horticulture census online via the National Ag Statistics Service's secure website. The online questionnaire is user-friendly, accessible on most electronic devices, and saves producers time by calculating totals and automatically skipping questions that do not apply. The deadline for responses is February the 14th, and results should be available on December 16th of 2025 in the QuickStats database. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.